USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling mail-in voting in the 2020 general election this November a catastrophe waiting to happen.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that. The
president's comments come as he welcomes Arizona Governor Doug Ducey to the White House. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expanding efforts to secure American data from China.
We're protecting Americans' most sensitive personal information and our businesses' most valuable intellectual property, including COVID vaccine research.
Pompeo also saying platforms like TikTok are a threat to Americans' personal data and tools for Chinese content censorship. In financial news, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all closed positive on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest on efforts to pass another coronavirus relief bill.
They're all suggesting a deal could finally be struck by late this week, but the partisan divide is evident. As the Senate's top Democrat, New York's Chuck Schumer, says the GOP proposal doesn't give American workers what they deserve, so their party will be sticking to its demands.
Until we achieve the caliber, the extent, the depth, and breadth of legislation that the American people need, deserve, and want.
While top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says, while there has been some progress in recent days towards a deal,
while Americans are struggling, the Democratic leaders have moved about 1 inch in 8 days.
A new Gallup poll released on Wednesday found that 61% of black Americans want police presence to remain the same. The poll found that 67% of Americans want a police presence, including 71% of white Americans. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New York City is setting up traveler registration checkpoints for visitors from certain states to enforce quarantine orders. That's according to the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. This as the number of confirmed coronavirus deaths in the United States is over 160,000. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News, we need to continue to take coronavirus very seriously.
Well, this is definitely concerning. We have to remember that this is an opportunistic infection, and it will jump from person to person when we allow it to do so. If you recall last month, we learned that this virus is actually up to 10 times more infectious and more contagious than we originally thought due to a tiny mutation. And so we're seeing it not just in big cities, but now in rural areas in Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Louisiana, where there's limited ICU or no ICU. And that can be dangerous and life-threatening for some people. So I think it's really, really important. It's critical to understand that this virus can affect anyone at any age. We just saw our very first double lung transplant in a young, healthy 28-year-old. She was just discharged from the hospital in Chicago, and she had no underlying conditions. Fortunately, she's doing okay, but there's other people waiting for lung because of the irreversible damage from this disease.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.